Answers Magazine, Volume 5.3, pages 26 through 28. 10 Lessons from an Atheist by Carl Kirby, as read by Paul Butler. When faced with the mocking rants of atheists and God-haters, our natural temptation is to dismiss them as ignorant bigots or to get angry. But that's not Christ's way. Christians who follow the Lamb's example will find His Spirit shedding light in the most unexpected places. Recently, I was asked to watch a television show that I would otherwise never have turned to. The show is hosted by two illusionists, Penn and Teller, talented but very crude. I reluctantly viewed two episodes poking fun at creationists and the Bible. My goal was to pull out their specific arguments and prepare responses that I could use in my worldview talks at churches and conferences. Afterward, I wanted nothing more to do with this program or these men. Their blatant disrespect for the Bible and my Savior angered me. To be honest, I was hard-hearted toward them and said in my mind, if I were ever to see them, I would walk right by and not say a word. I felt justified in this attitude because the Bible tells us in Matthew 7:6, "Do not cast your pearls before swine." These guys are just big pigs, I thought. How wrong I was. Shortly after evaluating this program, I saw another short video where Penn, his full name is Penn Jillette, shares about his encounter with a Christian man who gave him a gift after one of his shows. Following are excerpts and some valuable lessons about how to share our faith with an atheist.
At the end of the show, we go out and we talk to folks and, you know, sign an occasional autograph and shake hands and so on. And there was one guy waiting over to the side, and he walked over to me and he said, I was here last night at the show.
And, Lesson one. He was there the night before and came back. How many times have we passed up an opportunity to share the gospel with someone? Remember this. We can usually go back. Lesson two.
He was very complimentary about my use of language and complimentary about, you know, honesty and stuff. He said nice stuff. No reason to go into it. He said nice stuff.
The Christian complimented the atheist's gifts instead of attacking his weaknesses. Lesson three.
And he handed me a Gideon Pocket Edition. I thought it said from the New Testament, but I also thought it was Psalms from the New Testament, right? Psalms from the New, just part of the New Testament.
I can see you chuckling now, but don't mock. Anyone could easily misspeak. Even if your listener doesn't know that Psalms isn't in the New Testament, he deserves patience and respect. Lesson four.
He said, I wrote in the front of it, and I wanted you to have this. I'm kind of proselytizing.
This Christian man wasn't intimidated. He opened his mouth and shared his faith, knowing how Penn felt about Christians in the Bible. Oh, how we need such boldness. Lesson five.
And then he said, I'm a businessman. I'm sane. I'm not crazy. And he looked me right in the eye and did all of this.
It's so important that we take the time to look people in the eye, be sincere, and speak the truth in love. If you're like me, you're thinking, he handed him a Bible? Penn's going to tear this guy apart. Listen now how Penn responded.
It was really wonderful. I believe he knew that I was an atheist.
Wow. I'm so embarrassed. I wouldn't have spoken with this foul-mouthed atheist, much less given him a Bible. Penn was encouraged by this man's boldness. Lessons 6, 7, and 8.
But he was not defensive, and he looked me right in the eyes. And he was truly complimentary. It wasn't in any way, it didn't seem like empty flattery. He was really kind and nice and sane and looked me in the eyes and talked to me and then gave me this Bible.
He wasn't defensive or attacking. Did you notice the phrase, he looked me in the eyes, repeated three times? This is so important. He talked to him, not at him. Yes, there's a major difference. Lesson 9.
This guy was a really good guy. He was polite and honest and sane, and he cared enough about me to proselytize.
And this man cared, and it came through clearly. If the Christian's motivation had been to show the atheist how wrong he was, or to just win an argument, these motives would have been just as clear. Lesson 10.
Now, I know there's no God, And one polite person living his life right doesn't change that.
How about two, three, maybe four people living right? What if every Christian exuded this type of concern? Even though Penn didn't convert, that's not our concern. Our job is not to convict or convert. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Our job is to converse. See Mark 16:15. Christians must become more visible in the culture. We've been hiding our light under a basket far too long. Please read and reread Penn's last quote carefully.
If you believe that there's a heaven and hell, and people could be going to hell or not getting eternal life or whatever, and you think that, it's not really worth telling them this because it would make it socially awkward, how much do you have to hate somebody to not proselytize? How much do you have to hate somebody to believe that everlasting life is possible and not tell them that?
As a part of my talks all across America, I now show footage from this interview with Penn. This message needs to be preached in pulpits everywhere. If we say we love Jesus with our mouths, our actions should also reflect that love. To quote a friend, Jesus paid much too high a price for us to pick and choose who should hear the gospel. Romans 10:14-15. So be bold. Carl Kirby, a former air traffic controller, is one of AIG USA's most loved speakers for both teen and adult audiences. Some of his popular challenges include Racism, Is There an Answer? And Genesis, The Bottom Strip of the Christian Faith.